It's been 2 months ago since I last got to tell Courtney I loved her and gave her a big hug. It's been 2 months ago since she turned around to me, gave me a hug, and said, "I love you too, Mom." Shortly after that, her life was blown apart. Why? I don't know. I guess this individual thought that maybe her life didn't matter anymore. But it did matter. It mattered to her 4-year-old daughter, who will never see her mother again. It mattered to her 11-year-old son, who is now battling traumatic disorders, and her 16-year-old daughter, who Courtney will never see walking up the steps to graduate or walking down the aisle to get married. She is missed by her brothers and her sisters, by aunts and by uncles, and by many people who totally loved her and knew that her life mattered. Courtney was a good person. Courtney had a lot of friends, and Courtney knew a lot of people. That is why I am here today, to reach out to each and every one of you who had some connection with Courtney, to come forth if you have any information on the individual that the Salina Police Department are looking for. It's not that bringing him in will bring Courtney back, because I know it won't. But if we could protect any other young woman, sister, daughter, mother, from this same thing happening to them, I know justice will be served then. So I am begging, I'm pleading, if you have any information at all, whether it's big, whether it's small, please come forth. Help our family put a closure to this horrific deal. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak my piece.